Let's continue now to lesson number 3 of Tazria, from Shlishi to Revi. Just a few psukim, but an important halacha. Suppose this blemish is of another type entirely. It is a shchin. The body has suffered a blow, a hard blow, and because of that, the flesh has become heated, hot, so to speak, from the blow, not from fire, but from the blow. Then we're talking about something called a shchin. If there is upon the flesh a shchin, and the shchin has been healed, there's no longer this shchin, and the dermatologists know what a shchin is. It's now healed. But in its place, the hoya bimkom hashchin, in the place where the shchin once was, the shchin is tor, it's not a supernatural sign of anything, it's just a bruise of some sort. But if that bruise heals, and after it heals, you observe, se'es lavona uvaheres lavona adam domes. It's a white discoloration, but it's also a bit reddish. It's white plus red mixed together. It's what's called pasuch. Pasuch means mixed together. White and red, a pinkish color. V'niro el ha-kohen. This has to be presented to the kohen. V'ro ha-kohen v'hine mare'eho shofol min ho'oru so'oro ho'fach lavon. Suppose the kohen sees that indeed this pink thing is basically white with a little red in it, so it too appears to be deeper than the background of the skin, the darker background. Now that's white enough to be a prerequisite for tumah. And in addition, there's hairs on this blemish, and they have turned white. V'timo ha-kohen negat zoraz hi bashchin poroch. What has happened here is, in the place where there was an innocuous, halachically neutral shchin, there is now flying, there has now developed a negatzoraz. And although it's red and white mixed together, but it's basically white, it's mareho shofol min ho'or, it appears deeper than the background context, and it has white hairs, tome. But suppose im yireno ha-kohen vihine ein bo se'olovon, u'shefolo eineno min ho'or vihicheho. Suppose it is no longer as white as it once was. It's a dimmer sort of white. And there are no white hairs then. So the Kohen can't say Tomei. V'hiskiro ha-Kohen shivas yomim. It requires a hesker for 7 days. At the end of those 7 days, impososif seba'or, the blemish has spread, this reddish, pinkish, whitish blemish has spread. Spreading pisayon is a sign of tumah. The timei hakohen oso nega he. It is a nega. V'im tachteha ta'amod habaheres lo fososa. But if it has not spread, tzoreves hashechin he. It is merely a Targum Unkelis translates tzoreves hashechin roshem shichna. It is merely an impression, a mark, a residual mark of the shechin. That's all that it is. Nothing significant. Titzoreves, v'tiharo ha-kohen, and the kohen can say tohor. Notice, there is no second period of hesker. One period of hesker, if there's pisayon spreading, tome. No spreading, tohor. That's the end of it. So we have now a new category, besides the first category of say sapachas ubaheres, which are white, which have simonim of tumon, which require one period of hesker, second period of hesker. Here we don't have that. We have something called a shchin, or the nega that appears after the shchin has healed, on the place of the shchin. Then the old candidate of white hair makes it tome. No white hair requires one hesker. The end of that hesker, no white hair, no pisayon, tohor, pisayon, tome. So we've reached now Revi'i, a brief lesson indeed, lesson number 3 of Tazria, and we now hold by Revi'i.